You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
Welcome to Good Morning Football, presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. We are live here in New York City, Tuesday, October 4th. I'm Sarah Walsh, in for Jamie Erdahl, alongside Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, our Super Bowl champion, Jason McCourty. What a day.
What a day.
Time for the lead block.
Lead block!
What's up with the Super Bowl champs? Let's see what Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay have to say after that tough loss to the Niners.
One of those games we knew it was going to be a battle. We weren't good enough, myself, first and foremost in the red zone, had some opportunities to put some points up and didn't get touchdowns there. And that's, probably the difference in the game.
The story of the night from an offensive perspective was, self-inflicted wounds, just above the neck errors where we're not doing the things that we're capable of. And I expect us to be better than that. The things that we didn't do to execute, you don't take away any credit from the 49ers, Jordan. But a lot of it was just things that guys that we're counting on didn't do what they're supposed to do.
So the Rams offense struggled again last night. And if you take a look at how the first 4 weeks of the season compare to how they started last season, it is a significant drop off. So as they move forward, trying to defend their title, what is wrong with the Rams right now? Peter.
Where do you want to begin? I mean, honestly, she wanted to do a three-hour show. I watched that game last night, and I'm going to start with the offensive line issues. This is the fourth straight game with a different offensive line combination. Joseph Noteboom has been fine at left tackle, filling in for Whitworth. Bobby Evans at left guard, there was issues there. Brian Allen hasn't played since week one. Shelton goes down, so your third center, Jeremiah Collinet, is playing last night. Right guard, we had two injuries there, so now Lamar Jackson's in there. Havenstein's going to be solid at right tackle. Stafford is under duress at the entire game last night. So he goes back to pass, and it's just like before he can even get in his motion, there's a man breathing on him. Mm-hmm. Can't win football games that way. And I would like to put it out there to anyone who's getting paid a lot of money to play receiver for the Rams other than Cooper Kupp. If you want to, maybe make your presence known.
You want to call anybody out?
Allen Robinson has two catches for 7 yards yet last night. These are the leading receivers besides Cooper Kupp on this team right now. That's through four games. That's not last night's stat line. Okay? Skowronek, who's playing fullback these days, Allen Robinson has nine catches through four games. The Rams offense is in disarray right now. They need to figure things out. Sean is saying that it's self-inflicted wounds. Have to get it right because the season is now a month in. Stafford under duress at all times, throwing mistaking passes, and then the guys he's throwing to is basically Cooper Kupp and nobody else. There has to be a trust in those players, and there also has to be a way to get them the rock. This is not going to be a Super Bowl champion team if that's the offense they trot out week after week.
It's rough. I was given a note here that Cooper Kupp is at a rate to finish the season with 179 catches, which the record is 149. And that's a really bad thing. Like, you don't want a guy catching 179 passes. The other wide receivers have 26 after four games. Let's just drop back and look for Cooper. Matthew Stafford has not thrown a touchdown in back-to-back games for the first time in 6 years. What's going on with Stafford? Because we went through the whole preseason thing, and is he injured? What's going on with the arm? The protection's one thing. In passes going over 20 yards in the air, he's 3 for 14 with two picks this season. He has attempted two passes downfield yesterday. They were both incomplete. At this point last year, he had 3 touchdown passes that traveled more than 40 yards in the air. So he's not throwing deep at all. Last year, he was lighting up the skies. I don't know if he's injured, if he's just gotten old, or if he's really uncomfortable. It might be all three, but it can't be none. There's something going on. I actually have a lot of faith in McVay, and he's earned it. And I saw 9 points. Is that the fewest he's ever had? No, he's had 6 points two different times. He bounced back from it. McVay is the man. I trust him completely. I really do. He's 2-2. He's not 0-4. The Stafford thing's a different deal. If he's uncomfortable, if he has no chemistry with Robinson, if he's not comfortable, it kind of reminds a little bit of Rodgers and Devontae last year. They're like, where's 17? Where's 17? You can't go 180 catches to Cooper Kupp and get to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. You just can't.
Let me ask you. You watch the Bears a lot, and the issue always with Allen Robinson was like, if he only had a quarterback. I know he's a lovely guy, and we've had him on the show, and he's a great guy. Like, Allen, having watched him with the Bears and the Jaguars, like, what do you
I've always thought he was spectacular. I thought he was going to have 1,200 yards this
Me
year.
Me too.
And it's always, well, he had Trubisky, and he had this guy, and this guy. Well,
Bortles
now he's got
and
Matthew
Trubisky.
Stafford. I don't think it's a physical thing. I think it's a chemistry thing or a scheme thing or a trust thing, Jason.
Throw him the ball. Last night, Higbee and Kupp got 33 targets. Those two players, wow. Tyler Higbee and Cooper Kupp, 33 targets. If you total up every other receiver's targets and rushing attempts to the running backs, 31. 31 touches, or just not even touches, targets to
it's
them,
not even touches. Yeah,
31 compared to those two players, 33 targets.
How do you change that? How do you force Stafford to throw to Robinson?
Throw a screen to him the first play, a wide receiver screen. Throw a slant to him. Throw the ball to him. Get the ball in his hands. If they're playing off coverage, snap the ball, just throw it right out to him. Get the ball in his hands and let him do something with him. He's getting paid a lot of money. We're saying he's not producing, but he needs targets. You got to throw him the ball. Find a way. Like you said, we trust McVay. Find a way to get him the ball. And for me, though, this Rams offense is dealing with a ton of injuries. Injuries all over the place for them on the offensive line. Van Jefferson hasn't been out there. So when you look at them, they need to get healthy to be able to compete.
But hold on. They showed the suite last night, and there's Trent Williams, and there's the quarterback, and there's the receiver.
Injury
I don't want to hear it.
You say, what's the problems? If you can't block anybody, they've had starters get injured, then they had backups get injured. So, yes, Trent Williams, there were superstars for the 49ers out. But if you don't have the depth to back up those guys and be able to play, it doesn't matter. And to me, a guy like Van Jefferson missing has been huge, because you look at him, we were talking about who's getting the ball. Maybe he doesn't trust Allen Robinson enough to throw the ball out there. They have an open locker room for Odell Beckham, but the way they're playing, I see no reason why he would decide in November to sign with the Rams. There would be better options for him. But Van Jefferson is a guy who hasn't been out there. He's on IRs, dealing with a knee injury.
That's what you're saying. You're saying the reason the offense isn't going is because Van Jefferson's not out there.
I'm saying he would help. The reason they're not as good. Part of the reason could be everybody spoke about retirement in the offseason.
Okay.
And when you watched
them, talking, Jason.
When you watched them out there playing football, they look like they did retire at some point in the offseason. When you're drinking in 1942, you're having a good time.
Oh,
and hell, there's nothing wrong with that. I won one Super Bowl, and I told my brother, I'm okay with one of them. I don't need multiple. One is just fine, and they look like that.
So here's the thing. To your point, you win one Super Bowl. You know how hard, and you hear it all the time, how hard it is to go back and win it again the next year. This is a team. You're hoisting the Lombardi here. Everything's great. And then you know what happens? You should aspire to this. This is what you want. But there is a massive, massive target that comes the second after you raise that trophy. And that target is on the Rams' back. And some guys will say, we love that. We love playing the target. We want it. It means we're the best. But I saw this with the Buccaneers, being with them, you know, right the year after they won that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Every loss, every little thing that is wrong is magnified. Where it's a loss for somebody else, it is a Super Bowl champs lost the game last night. The Rams didn't just lose the game to a Niners defense that, oh, by the way, was really good last night. Like, the Niners have a really good defense. The Niners are a good team. You didn't just lose a game last night. The Super Bowl champs lost a game last night. Yep. The Super Bowl champs have lost two games. A lot of teams have lost two games. I think we were about to go to it. You see the little dust up on the sidelines. Now, Peter will say he likes the passion, as you said earlier this morning, when there's passion on the sideline. But a dust up like that where you're like, yeah, they're fired up. It's awesome. Well, now the Super Bowl champs are losing their cool on the sidelines. Everything's falling apart. So I do think that that does something to a team. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what McVay's answer is to, like, hey, rein it in. We got to put this past behind us. But I do know that everything is magnified a hundredfold. True. And you can say, oh, things are magnified when you play for the Cowboys. Things are magnified when you play for a New York sports team. Things are infinitely magnified when you're the Super Bowl winner, and every little thing you do that is not perfect is what's wrong with the Super Bowl champs. So that's something they're going to have to deal with. It doesn't mean they can't work their way out of it. Doesn't mean that they can't have the answers. But I just think that everything is going to get nitpicked apart right now because of what they just
did. And no matter how many times you're told, hey, don't enjoy the banquet circuit, don't... It's hard to resist.
No.
And every second you're doing that, someone is picking it apart and saying, they're celebrating, I'm working. Yeah. And that's just a storyline they're going to have to
give us a quick nugget on McVay. He's never started 2-2. This is his worst start ever, if you can call that worse. Where's his head
He's been confident on Stafford the entire way through this thing, and I think that this team is a bunch of winners and a bunch of champions. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to fade quietly into the night. They'll have a second.
Goff has been better than Stafford this year.
Yes, he has.
Oh, my gosh.
Objectively.
Yeah, much better. Yeah.
It's crazy. We've got the best rookie in the entire game here, and that's Jason McCourty, who's been crushing it in his first year on TV, and I mean that. But we got several rookies who've been crushing it throughout the season. J-Mac, I love you, dude.
Yes, sir. Love you too, buddy.
Week 4, edition of my Fabulous 5. We go through the best rookies of the week. We start down with the Houston Texans, where Damian Pierce makes the list for having an absolutely awesome game against the Chargers. If you haven't seen what Damian Pierce has been doing, keep an eye on this guy. The big rookie running back from the Gators had a long touchdown against the Chargers, a 75-yard run. Here he is, number 31, Rex Burkhead, getting a lot of carries weeks 1 and 2. Weeks 3 and weeks 4, we've got our guy that we thought we were getting this season. 75 yards from the former Gator right down the sideline. This guy had 14 carries, 131 yards, and this touchdown. It's the longest rushing touchdown in Texans franchise history by a rookie. That includes Arian Foster, who was a great rookie for that Texans franchise. Who leads all rookies in running right now as far as stats go? That guy, Damian Pierce. We loved watching him all summer long dominate for the Texans. He's doing it in the regular season also. That's number 5. Who's number 4?
Here we go.
Let's move right along to, what do you know, another Florida Gator. This is kind of cool. Bills cornerback Kair Elam makes the list. Kair Elam, all we heard all week on all the other shows is that, well, the Bills have issues in the secondary. The Bills have issues in the secondary. Sure. The Bills have issues in the secondary. Hey, they drafted a guy in the first round who, by the way, is playing his butt off right now. Kair Elam only was targeted once all game. Take a look at his numbers here as he shut down that Ravens receiving core in some inclement weather.
What are you
this doing? Guy in this game, 43 snaps, one target, no one caught a ball, no one got a yard against him. Kair Elam, first round pick, Buffalo Bills, stepping up when he's needed. I didn't hear much out of Rashad Bateman. I didn't hear much out of Devin Duvernay. This guy right here, all we're talking about is the Bills' woes in the secondary. Nah. We got a first round pick and he's playing like it. Can we go 3 for 3 with Florida Gators?
Let's do it. Who you got?
Can we? Number 3. How about a Western Kentucky or Houston Baptist quarterback? Our guy, Bailey Zappe. Bailey Zappe in a loss. Bailey Zappe was awesome off the bench. Imagine being told, hey, dude, you've got to go in there and you're going against Aaron Rodgers on Lambeau with Nance and Romo calling the game, everyone in the country watching, and not only holding your own, but playing really well in this game. Zappe did not hurt the Patriots. He was making plays. This is in Lambeau. Yep. Zappe hitting Aguilar on this one. Of course, he had the touchdown to Devontae Parker. Bailey Zappe, utmost respect for that performance. This guy was playing at Houston Baptist 14 months ago. Comes in here, and he's playing in Lambeau Field wearing the Patriots logo.
Thought he was going to pull it out, too.
I thought he had
OT.
It. This guy went 69 minutes and 59 seconds, and then Mason Crosby hits the game-winning field goal. Bailey Zappe, in a loss, makes the list. Devontae, get in there. Number 3. Who's number 2? How about we go with an offensive lineman? Yes, an offensive lineman. I'm talking about Chargers left tackle Jamari Salyer. Jamari Salyer is a sixth-round pick, a rookie. Rashawn Slater goes down for this season. Everyone, or as we were thinking this season, he might be back. But everyone's thinking, what are we getting with the Chargers offensive line? They need to win this game. They got to keep Herbert upright. Jamari Salyer comes in with his first career start at left tackle, and Justin Herbert goes untouched. Jamari Salyer was awesome in this game, and we don't give a lot of love to the big fellas. We've got to give love to number 68. He was so good at this, dude. A sixth-round pick, was the anchor on that Georgia offensive line last year. Was so good that they got in the locker room afterwards, and take a look at what happens for young Jamari Salyer. Well, he actually got the game ball.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Jamari? How cool is this, man? Austin Eckler smiling. All these guys fired up for big Jamari Salyer. He was on the show last year during the pre-draft. We love this guy, and he's showing up. This is what it's all about in the Fabulous Five. It's when your number's called. You don't have to be the first overall pick. In this case, you could be a sixth-round pick out of Georgia where you were a championship winner, and now he's getting it done for the Chargers. We see you, Jamari Salyer.
Number one.
Number one on the list.
Give it to us.
Sunday night, I'm watching this game. And there's this young man wearing number 10.
Oh, man, here we go.
For the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's getting the rock, and he's running hard. God, do I love Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah Pacheco, every single time he touches the ball, is running angry. Look at this guy. He lowers the shoulder. I get so fired up for Pacheco. And then the kickoffs. Three kickoffs, 91 kickoff return yards. He does it all. He's wearing Tyreek's 10, and he's making that number proud. I'll tell you this. He's on kickoff coverage. Mm. He returns kicks. He does punts. He runs the ball. He catches the ball. And the Chiefs, who suddenly went to this like power running team on Sunday against the number one rushing defense in the league, they have a lot to look for in this guy here, number 10. He's number one on my list. There's no crazy highlight. There's no wild story. It's just Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh-round pick out of Rutgers, stepping up for a team when they need him, and he has been lights out. This is not the list you expected 4 weeks ago, folks. Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh-rounder. Jamari Salyer, a sixth-rounder. Zappe, a fourth-rounder. Kyrie Elam, late first round, and then Damian Pierce, a third round pick. What do you got, guys?
I love Damian Pierce. I love that he finished that run because he's known for physicality, but he showed the speed. Who am I kidding? Peter is in full-blown love with Pacheco. You've been writing your name, Peter Pacheco. You've been making a mixtape. You've been naming a star after him. You love Isaiah Pacheco, and we love you for it.
Jason, this is a Rutgers man right here from South Jersey. You're a Rutgers man. Talk us about Pacheco.
I'm violent. They call him Pop. And like you said, first kickoff of the game, he blows somebody up on kickoff coverage, and it takes on another block. The guy runs the ball like it's going to be his last carry. Loved him since he was at Rutgers. It's been fun watching him.
I love the picture that you showed of Salyer with the holding up. That's a very cool thing. However, Bailey Zappe, I like his name. Zappe. I did my Houston Baptist research yesterday, i.e. Google. 5,000 seat stadium. That's what he played. That was the stadium that
he
played.
Can I tell you something? Joe Burrow threw 60 touchdown passes for LSU. We talked about it for months. It was the greatest college season ever. Quietly, 2 years later, Bailey Zappe threw for 62 touchdown passes. Yeah. Bailey Zappe is the record holder for Division I touchdown passes. Wow. Bailey Zappe, let's go!
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Based on that performance, how high will the Niners be in power rankings? And in fact, it is time to check out the power rankings.
Let's go.
This is ahead of week five. Peter, what's the name of the film that's out right now that's blowing up the world?
Bros.
Okay. Bros, a very interesting movie that came out. I have not seen it, but it's in the headlines, and it's a romantic comedy. So let's do it according to a theme of romantic comedies. First up, the Good Luck Chuck division. You know Dane Cook, you admire his work. 32, Houston Texans. Really, worst team in the league.
It was Dane Cook and who else?
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
And the cheetah hit another movie, Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Jessica Biel, I don't think made it. Chicago Bears, the 30th, upper left corner. Look at the Patriots in the Good Luck division. What the hell? They're like Bailey Zappi hands. All right, moving on to the Beautician and the Beast division. A Fran Drescher. Man. Can anybody name the male lead in Beautician and the Beast? Anybody? I'll wait. Arizona Cardinals, 17. I'll give you a hint. He used to play James Bond. New Orleans Saints, New York Giants, Jacksonville Jaguars. It's Timothy Dalton in the Beauty and the Beast. Nice. Moving on to the, let's say, the Sarah Marshall division. I love Sarah Marshall. How do you not? On the upper left. Vikings and Dolphins round out the 10 best teams in the league, according to Dan Hansis. Then you have the Rams last night, only scored 9 points. Titans, Cowboys, a three-game win streak. Moving on to the Pretty Woman division. I love Pretty Woman. I'm a sucker for it. I'm Team Kit, by the way. I like Kit DeLuca.
Broadway show in London, or West End show.
Is that right?
Pretty Woman. I saw that on the market.
Didn't know that. The Eagles are the prettiest of the entire group. They are number one. Followed closely by the Bills, Chiefs, Packers. Look at the Niners, guys. Top five.
That's rich, Dan.
Whoa. All right, so Dan Hansis usually joins us. And incidentally, he has a new podcast with Colleen Wolf called the Power Rankings Podcast, where you can get even more detail behind his decisions. And based on those rankings, you might want it. So it's the perfect opportunity for him to try to defend himself to the passionate fan bases around the league. He couldn't join us today. So we said we thought we would submit some tweets, I think we're going to do.
Tweets.
We have tweets about it. Hansis has the Niners all the way up at five after the big win against Champs. Let's see the tweets. I think that's what
some
we should
some angry
do.
Fan bases.
Is that right?
Of course.
Go ahead,
course.
Peter, what do you got?
I got one here from a Giants fan. Let's see what we got here. Let's bring up the tweet. The tweet, guys, do we have it? Here we go. It's from Big Blue Lou. Danny boy, I know you live in LA and apparently now you live in London. Yeah, it's true. He's all over London.
Kansas is huge.
There's this tiny city called NYC and it's the Giants are 3-1. They're 19, 3 below Denver, 2 below the Saints.
Incredible.
I think there's a lot of validity to there. Is Dan not, I mean, I know he's in London, he's enjoying himself, they're doing Tea Time live podcast, and I love that for those guys. Is Dan aware that the Giants are 3-1?
Well, they're coming.
I'm kind of with Big Blue Lou. Well, not until they get to Dan does he actually know that they're doing that. So I'm with Big Blue Lou on this one. I think the Giants need a little more respect than 19. They're 3-1.
Okay, maybe it's because Dan's a Jets fan.
I agree with
that. What do you think, Jay? You have a tweet?
The Cowboys fans are kind of upset, and they had a tweet that they wanted to talk to Dan as well. What are the Cowboys? This is from Jeans and Bolo Ties. Dan the Man, have you watched my Cowboys lately? How are we behind the Rams? You must be hanging out with McVay in L.A. or something. Yes, the Cowboys are 13th. The Rams are 11th. Cowboys are 3-1 right now, finding a way to win with Cooper Rush. They should be higher. I agree with you. Rock your bolo ties and your jeans. Get a cowboy hat as well.
What do you got, Sarah?
All right. Well, the Chiefs came in, third on that list, I think?
I got
a tweet from Chiefs Kingdom, and it's sent in by Pat Mahomes for president.
Sure.
Yeah.
He says Mahomes is going to pull his latest Houdini and make you and these clearly wrong rankings disappear the way he does to defenses. Don't disrespect Chiefs kingdom. I don't know. You guys said it earlier this week, though. Like, could anybody have beaten the Chiefs on Monday, on Sunday?
No.
Well, the Eagles or the Bills would be the only ones in question because they're the only ones ahead of them. They looked really, really good. Peter, have you heard of this guy, Isaiah Pacheco? Have you seen this guy?
Isaiah Pacheco.
He's amazing. Just keep saying
I want that jersey.
That was Peter's tweet.
I'll wear it Thursday. Send the jersey, guys.
All right. Let's get one more tweet that's definitely a real tweet. Let's bring it up. What do we got there? From Muscles Marinara. 26! You honestly think we're 8 slots worse than the Saints? What is wrong with you? Watch a game sometime, man. I should have your job. Muscles Hashtag Jets.
Marinara.
Muscles Marinara. I'm sure they're huge on TikTok. The Jets all the way down there. They're behind the Browns, who they've beaten. They're just above the Steelers they've beaten. I would think Dan Hansis, a lifelong Jets fan, would be reveling in this 2-2 record, and the head coach just flexing on the sideline. But that's Dan's deal. It's not power standings. It's power rankings. If he was here, he would say that. Yes, we have to go. Be sure to check out NFL Power Rankings presented by Energizer every Tuesday at NFL.com.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Second and 10, Bridgewater fires a quick pass.
Oh, intercepted
at the 9-yard line. Running the ball back now to the 20. Von Bell to the 45, the 50, and the Dolphins' 45-yard line. Von Bell's second interception of the game.
That's a fun football game there for you. Our next guest is a veteran leader of the reigning AFC champs, a key piece to the Bengals defense, and he showed us in last Thursday night's game against the Dolphins. Please give a warm welcome to Bengals safety, Vaughn.
What up, Vaughn?
Yes, sir.
Let's go, man.
Appreciate it.
Let's start with that performance from last Thursday night. You had not one, but two interceptions. Did you feel like that was a statement game for you and your defense?
For sure. We always just try and put our best football week in and week out. And we're just going out there just challenging, making plays for one another. So just putting our best football towards that Thursday night game, prime time. So just going out there just flying around making plays.
Yeah, prime time is the best time to show it. Everybody's watching. Thursday night, I was up. We were in London, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching the game, and you guys, you showed up and you showed out. And like Sarah alluded to, AFC champs last year, played in the Super Bowl. You come back this year, you're now kind of the hunted in a sense. Everybody knows how good you are, how well you played a year ago. You guys start rough, 0-2, but now you've back to even, back to 500 with two wins. Do you think you guys have kind of picked up steam and you know where you're at? Are you still figuring out what's the kind of pulse of the team right now?
We just worry about the in-house locker room, just really playing our best brand of football, challenge each other, going day by day, and not really getting too high, too low, and just trying to just play complete four quarters. So that's what we're doing. Keep on gaining confidence, believing one another, just going out there, just showing it week in and week out.
Vaughn, you're one of these guys who had such a big college career, played with all those studs who are all over the NFL. You and Eli Apple are now part of that Cincinnati Bengals defense. We saw Tyreek run in his mouth a little bit. Yep. You guys get the win. What was the post-game chat with Tyreek Hill from you and your college teammate, Eli Apple?
Man, we just got reeling back in, say, man, it's bigger than this. I just got to keep him heady a little bit sometimes. Got to reel him back in. I said, man, get away from that. Don't worry about it. We got the dub. Let's get out here and let's go have fun.
And you've been a great ambassador of the sport. You've been in different places, and we love seeing you have success with the Bengals. Your offense is now coming into form a little bit, especially the offensive line, which was much beleaguered. How much trust and faith do you guys have in that front five that they could keep Burrow clean and that you guys on defense can do your thing?
Well, yeah, all the trust in the world. We believe in those guys. We see it week in and week out. We see it day in and day out. Those guys putting the work in every day at practice. And we truly believe that. And we know Joe gonna make the right throws and the right checks for the offense, put them in the best position to win. So we keep on seeing them growing each and every week with their confidence and guys making plays down the field. And they just keep on showcasing their talent. So, you know, defense, we just try to get the ball back to them and put them in the best field position as possible. So, and get those guys to get it going. So we got all the utmost confidence in that group.
Vaughn, it really seems like Joe Burrow is one of one. He's really unique. He's unbelievably confident and cool. And all we really see is him at his press conference. And sometimes we see him doing the walk-ins of the stadium and everything. But what is something that we don't see about Joe Burrow that might intrigue us, that we don't know about?
Man, he just got the ultimate swag for sure. Like you just said, always cool, always calm. It seemed like nothing really ever fazes him. So we just see that week in and week out, even in the locker room, playing ping pong. And the guy just over there just being genuine guy. That's just who he is as a person. So we're glad we got him in our corner for sure.
Vaughn, I get to the most important questions here in this interview
Go
with
on.
You. Forget about like the talk about getting back to the Super Bowl. We need to talk about what you guys are wearing when you show up to
yes, we do.
The games. Like last week, it appeared to be a silver silk jumpsuit. Sweet. Joe Burrow also showed up to the game dressed to impress in a floral suit. Yep. We want to show that. I mean, you guys are kind of like the cool kids at school and everyone's following you guys, see what you're doing for fashion trends. Who on your team has the most swag right now, and what Ooh. Are you wearing next week?
Jamar's pretty good.
Jamar, yeah, but they all come to me and see what I ordered my stuff from. But I think me and Joe for sure got the most swag, probably for sure. And always shopping, always trying to see what's in. So, yeah.
Okay. What name brand was that silk jumpsuit? I may have to go. I may have to go get me one. Show me. Tell me where I can go find that.
I can give you all my secrets, man. But I might have to text you about that one.
Hey, I hear that. Yeah, you text me that. I get that suit. Then I'll put you in Ooh Wee next week, and we'll highlight some of the plays that you're out there making.
I kind
of
want to wear that suit. Hey,
that's a bet. That's a deal. That's a deal.
Halloween's coming up, guys.
No doubt about it. And you'll That's have plenty of opportunities because this week you guys are going a division game against the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. I've had to play against this guy. He's electric. He's all over the field. What goes into the week of preparation? Is there somebody special that plays him quarterback during the course of the week? What is it like preparing for Lamar?
It's pretty tough to emulate that because, you know, he's a one-on-one talent in this league. Like you said, very electric, make anything happen on his feet, and he can make the throws now. So, and you'll find this guy, 89, Aaron Drews. And, man, it's like all collective mentality going against this guy because he does so much and he's so dynamic. So it's definitely going to be a tough week and a divisional game, like you said. And it's going to be one of those four quarters. So we got to put our best 60 minutes together.
Yeah, huge test for you guys on Sunday. Thank you for getting up with us this morning. We appreciate it. I don't know what you have planned for the outfit, but I mean, if it's prime time, I'm assuming it's got to be pretty good, Vaughn.
It's going to be great. Wait and see.
You go into your shower feeling tired, But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.